And again, to get back to this, to the section, the development of trust, what this makes very clear is that you cannot short-circuit this process. Looking at the ego is time-consuming, not because it has to. Of course, time is an illusion. All right? It's time-consuming because of our fear and our resistance. Again, as I mentioned earlier, just as Freud zeroed in on resistance as being the problem in psychoanalysis that had to be overcome, Jesus would say the very same thing. People don't want to let go of their egos. Many of you have heard me quote the opening line to lesson 185, which is entitled, "I Want the Peace of God." And he says, to say these words is nothing, but to mean these words is everything. Right? And to say you want the peace of God means you must first say, I no longer want the thought system of my ego. I no longer want my specialness. I no longer want my special hate and special love partners. I no longer want all my addictions. I no longer want all of my judgments. I no longer want my individuality. I no longer want my special identity, what makes me who I am. I certainly don't want to let go of my problems, because that's what defines me. And yet, these are all the statements we must make if we first really want to say and mean, I want the peace of God. And that's why this takes a very long time. In eternity, it takes no time at all. In fact, in eternity, there's no need for forgiveness. But we still believe we are living here in this world, which, while it is a land of dreams, to us, it is reality. And our existence here is real. But remember, our existence, our very existence, is predicated on the unconscious thought in our mind that says, I do not want to be in the oneness of heaven. And by separating myself from the oneness of heaven and the love of God, I immediately establish separation and sin as reality. And from sin comes guilt, from guilt comes the fear of punishment, and the defense against all that, once again, is our individual, physical, and psychological existence. So, again, one of the hallmarks of A Course in Miracles is that it is a process that takes time. Right? I can't tell you how many times throughout the course it is very clear that this is a painful process. He makes this very clear. One place he says, in looking at the special hate relationship, it is important to understand that it involves a great amount of pain. And looking at the special relationship is what this whole course is about. And he says right there, it involves a great amount of pain. And then he spells it out, guilt, anxiety, distress, fear, etc. Right. Now, the point of this is not to scare any of you, especially if you're relatively new to the course. It's simply saying that you should be aware this is what it says. I won't read you this, but I'll mention this as another Freud. Obviously, I'm into Freud these days. When he gave his great series of lectures that are now called the Introductory Lectures to Psychoanalysis at the University of Vienna, which were a series of biweekly talks that went over an expansive two semesters, he prefaced it. His very first speech, his very first talk, was to warn everybody not to come back a second time. He said, you're not going to like what I hear, what you hear, and I'm warning you. That's where he said, I'm warning you, don't come back. Don't get involved with this. Right? But then at the end he said, those of you who want to come, you're most welcome, but because you at least have the right to know what psychoanalysis is. And the purpose of these lectures was to tell people what psychoanalysis is. Well, the purpose of a workshop like this, or any other class or workshop that we hold here, is to help people get a better understanding of what A Course in Miracles says. Right? And I think it's only fair that when someone does make a presentation like this, that a student is informed about what he or she should expect. Right? You should not expect a course that will teach you all about love, light, and eternal bliss. This is a course in looking at the ego. This is not a course in truth, we're told. This is not a course in love, we're told. This is a course in removing the barriers, to removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence. This is a course in undoing. And the way that you undo the ego thought system is to look at it. All right, and so, again, all this is as a preface to what we'll be discussing this weekend, that these six stages really help us look at what is involved. Right? In learning that the ego's thought system is not what we want. In fact, we could even say that a subtitle of this workshop or of this section is, what do you really want? Do you want the thought system of the ego, which, as we'll see in a minute, is symbolized by the sparrow, or do you want the thought system of the Holy Spirit that is symbolized by the mighty eagle? Right? And no one is really honest if he or she thinks that they want the Holy Spirit. Because if you really wanted the Holy Spirit's thought system, which is the correction and undoing of the egos, then you wouldn't need A Course in Miracles. Because the purpose of the miracle, as we're told, is to help us awaken from this dream. And the way we awaken from this dream is to first be aware that indeed we are dreaming. And what we're also taught in this course, because motivation is everything, as it was for Freud and so it is for Jesus in the course, that we learn what the motivation is for our dream here. And again, as I was explaining, that we come into this world, we make this world, we enforce our existence here, we protect our existence here, because we are afraid of looking at the guilt that's in our mind. And the guilt in our mind is over nothing. It's over a belief that we separated from God, which is a phenomenon that never occurred. But we won't know it never occurred until we first look at what is there. And again, that's the process. In the text, Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit will lead us back up the ladder that separation led us down. Right? The ladder of separation begins with the thought that we could be outside of heaven, which is where the ladder begins, that we could have an existence, a reality, a self that's outside of the mind of God and outside of His perfect oneness and unity. And from that, the descent occurs very rapidly. Right? We first begin with the thought of being separate in our minds. This leads us to identify separation with sin. Again, as I said just before, sin leads automatically to guilt. Guilt leads to fear. Fear leads to the need for a defense, which is that we barricade our minds from our awareness. We split ourselves off from the mind, project ourselves out. And as we did that as one sun, collective sun, that's what gave rise to the physical universe. That's the motivation for being here. And our very existence here is saying, I don't want to go home. And so the ladder of separation takes us from the first step, which is the tiny man idea, saying we could be separate from God, and lands us with a big boom, right, on the ground in this earth, in terra firma. And this is where we all believe we are. And that's where the course begins with us, and to lead us back up the ladder, which means we have to retrace the steps. In another passage, Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit retraces the mad course into insanity. And He takes us back, but He retraces. He doesn't skip over steps. He doesn't say, boy, do I have an easy thing for you to do. Just say these magic words or do this little exercise, and you'll be back home. Close your eyes, take 5 deep breaths, and the voice of wisdom will descend upon you and tell you what to do. And even better, will tell you what to tell other people to do. Right? Or just as Freud said, that is not psychoanalysis, what the others are saying. I'm telling you that is not A Course in Miracles. A Course in Miracles is about looking, painstakingly looking at your ego thought system, your investment in hatred, in judgment, in conflict, in sickness, in separation, in specialness. All terms of which that we are all very much familiar with and unfortunately very much at home with. Right? Early in the text, Jesus says, you can't begin to understand the tremendous release and deep peace you will feel when you totally give up judgment. Well, why don't we do that? Here it is. Jesus Himself was telling us you could be totally at peace if you give up judgment. Well, we don't do it because who would we be without judgment? Whom would we be without our special relationships? Whom would we be without our murderous thoughts masquerading as loving thoughts? Again, that's why this is a process. We have to be taught first that the ego thought system that we have adopted for ourselves does not work any longer. And that the Holy Spirit's thought system, which is the correction, that will work, that will make us happy. But we're not sure. Because there's always that little voice that says, if you continue on this path of forgiveness, if you continue on this journey with Jesus, you're going to lose. And of course, the voice is absolutely correct. You will lose. You lose your specialness. You lose your anxiety. You lose your unhappiness. You lose your judgments. And in the end, you'll lose your individual existence. And that's why it takes time for us to learn that, yes, we will lose all that, but there is something that will take its place. Peace, well-being, happiness, joy, forgiveness, love, healing, and ultimately the love of God. But it takes time for us to be convinced of what we really want. And that's what these 6 stages are all about.